Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that it is the call of every Christian to walk as Jesus walked. Well, let's continue with that thought today.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, for even hereunto were ye called. Now, this is your call. This is a call upon every saved person. For hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. Now remember, walk as he walked. Our verse in 1 John 2, verse 6. So, you should follow in his steps. This is the example. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Well, my friend, that is walking as he walked. Now, that is tough. I'll be the first to admit that is a tough thing. Walking as he walked when so many just did so much evil to him. Jesus told us, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. I've got men I've prayed for 30 and 40 years that I've had some that have actually called me and got things right. After that many years. Praise the Lord. He did it. I prayed, but he did it. Now, we want to walk as he walked. And again, he's our example. This walking is not just in word, but rather, as we read earlier in this particular part of our study in verses 4 through 6, it's not just word and tongue. But 1 John 3:18 says, indeed and in truth. Now, I look at the ministry we have here. We have a Christian school. Boy, and I believe that I have as good a staff as I've ever had, from top to bottom. Now, they're we perfect? No, far from it. How can they when they got this guy as their pastor, me? But, you know, I would say for the most part, I have some very good teachers here. And, you know, every year we have maybe one or two that leave. When you have about 40, 50 employees or more, then you'll have one or two that will leave along the line. I've had as many as 10 or 15 leave in one year because, doctrinally, we wouldn't compromise. But most of the time that doesn't happen. That happens about once every 10 or 15 years at the most. But there's always two or three that may leave. Not always because they're mad, but because of situations in life, maybe a call or whatever. But people come here. When they come, they're hired. They know the rules ahead of time. One of the rules is they are in church, at our church. They're faithful. They got to have at least 75% attendance, and that's, I think, being very liberal, although I hate the word liberal. Let them miss 25% of the time if it comes up. And usually those misses are for sickness or sometimes for going out of town, not just for going to the beach. And they realize that we lay out the standards of things they can do, can't do. They can't go to the theater. They can't drink, things like that. They can't, they're supposed to be faithful to church, staying home and just watching us on the internet is not part of that. No. And so, you wonder, if they knew that ahead of time, and they come, and they get involved, and they don't like those things, and they try to change it. And it doesn't change when people stand by the Word of God. Now, they want religion, and they want a religious setting, but they don't want the call to obedience to the Word of God and a holy standard that is actually applied. And you know what I found over the years? Something that our president, President Trump, identified for us many times. And that is fake news. And boy, I tell you what, fake news is usually gossip. And I found that to be true. But you know what? I've got a responsibility, just as I read in Matthew 5:44. To pray for them. Pray for them by name. Not for God to kill them. Pray for God to just work a special work in their heart. And that's our responsibility. That's all we can do. And sometimes people hear things and they believe a lie. Instead of following the way God laid it out, they just believe a lie because they believe the person that said it. And there's usually very little that can be done about that. So now again, we see these things. We see further evidence that the key to knowing that we love Him and abide in Him is keeping His commandments. Now in John 15:4-7, Jesus said, while He was here on this earth before the cross, on His way to the cross, I mean, chapter 15, He's on His way to Gethsemane. He says to His disciples, abide in Me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in Me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in Me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing. Now, anything that has eternal value cannot be done if you're doing it in your own power and not the power of God and not the direction of God. Okay, so again, He is the true vine, not demographics, not marketing. Jesus Christ is the true vine. If a man abide not in Me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in Me, and My words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You see, the right fruit must be there. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. Against such there is no law. And you see, it's always demonstrated in truth, in righteousness. It's always demonstrated for us. And so, we abide in Him, and the fruit of the Spirit becomes such as we get into the Word of God and think on it. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world. Don't try to emulate the world, is what He's saying. 1 Peter 1:14, not fashioning yourselves, is the same thing. Ephesians 4:22-24 is talking about putting off the world. So you don't try to emulate the world. Don't try to pattern after it. And that's what happens. The world has this hard rock music. Churches pattern themselves after it, but they try to put Jesus' words to them, or religious words for the most part. But that's patterning yourself after the world. So He says, be not conformed to this world, but be a transformed. Transformation is from the Greek word metamorpho, which means something that starts on the inside and works its way out, and so it transforms what is outside of you by what is inside of you. So be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And how are you transformed? by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? In the Word of God, with the idea to meditate in it and to obey it. So, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, demonstrate, show it in your life. You may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now remember, we said earlier when we started verses 4 through 6, him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. As Christians, we're to be proving what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we know we're supposed to do that. We do that by having our mind in things of God and obeying the things of God, obeying his word. We don't, we refuse to do that. Then, my friend, we're in trouble. We don't pray as we ought to. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So, is it good to pray? Yeah. Good to pray in the Spirit? Yes. We don't do it, we sin. And that rebukes me many times. Now, as we look at that, and we think on that, he said, abide in him. Without me, can do nothing. But he goes on to say in John 15, verse 6, he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. They're put away. They can't be used anymore. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and shall be done unto you. You ask God, ask what you will, and he'll do it. And so, when we think of this, I think of so many things. See, he did all when he walked on the earth to demonstrate his love for us. We read earlier John 13, 34 and 35, to love one another as he loved us. He placed it on the level of the Ten Commandments. You know, we're to be missions involved. We're to have that missions heart. We're to have that foreign missions as well as home missions to get the gospel out. That's supposed to be our heart. That's supposed to be our heartbeat. It's supposed to be a part of our breath. And when we think of that, Philippians 4:17, the Holy Ghost through the pen of the Apostle Paul said that there was fruit that abounded their account because they gave. You see, their heart for missions was more than just, oh, we love missions. They were giving. Their love wasn't just in word and tongue. It was in deed and truth. They were giving. They were giving. God gave his only begotten son. He gave. Jesus gave his life for us.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.